What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll start with Saturday games. Commanders and Lions will be the first one up here for us Saturday night. Here is the matchup, Pat. Washington has the longest winning streak right now among playoff teams, and the Lions are the weekend's biggest favorite. So even though Washington's hot, the odds makers think this game has the best chance of the four games to be a blowout. Does that make sense to you?
It doesn't make sense to me. Just what the Washington Commanders were able to prove on the road last week against a very talented defense, but a highly respected defense in Tampa Bay Buccaneers and Todd Bowles. You know, and what Jaden Daniels was able to do in that ball game was just remarkable for a rookie. And, you know, I don't see him, you know, missing a beat going into this game, because what people don't know is when you win one playoff game, your confidence is not going to dwindle. It's only going to grow. You know what I mean? He's a guy that always seemed to not be fazed by the moment. He always relished those moments. And you could just tell that, you know, when the pressure's on, he'll rise to it, you know, and that's what you want to see from a quarterback. So it is kind of strange to see, you know, Washington being the hottest team in the NFL right now, especially in the latter part of the season, and giving the Detroit Lions having the biggest spread out of the four games, you know. So I thought that was a little strange, but I tell you what, Vegas be knowing something. You know, they know something. So I wouldn't be surprised if they do end up covering, but also I won't be surprised, because I feel like it's going to be a competitive game, in my opinion. We know what Detroit is missing on the defensive side of the ball. We know they like to play a lot of man-to-man. And we know in the last month of the season, that Aaron Glenn got a little blitz happy. And that's kind of one of the last things that you want to do, is blitz a dual-threat quarterback and not get home. You know, so he's going to be playing with fire. I know that he's a young quarterback, but he do not perform like a young quarterback, because most defensive coordinators, when they get young quarterbacks, they're like, man, we want to confuse them. We want to blitz them. We want to send exotic blitzes. Want to, you know, show them something and get back in some coverages. I don't think Jaden is, you know, fazed by any of those things. So Aaron Glenn is definitely going to have to put together a well put together game plan in order to try to rattle this young rookie.
I think that the Lions are ridiculous, and you're right. They're correct in Vegas more than they're wrong. And usually when I have a great feeling about a game, I end up looking like a complete moron. So take everything I just said, or I'm about to say, with a grain of salt here, but we've seen Detroit defensively against, say, Josh Allen earlier this year, when he went into Detroit, and you have the quarterback profile of a guy that is a runner and a passer. Obviously, with Allen, better as a pass, like more advanced as a passer than a runner. Mm-hmm. And I would say with Daniels, it's probably closer to even. But Detroit couldn't stop Buffalo in that game. They gave up almost 50 points. And it's not like Buffalo, you take this guy away and you're good. You know, even with Terry McLaurin, you take him away. We've seen Daniels have big games where McLaurin had two catches for under 20 yards. So I think that he is in a position where we're going to come out of this game Saturday night, and even if they lose, we're going to be impressed by how the guy plays. We've done 20 reaction shows this year, 21 reaction shows, Pat. I don't think many times we came on here and said, Jaden Daniels looked like a rookie today.
No, so we haven't. You've
made the point that things get ratcheted up. The intensity goes up a lot, goes up a notch. The pressure enhances a lot, but I kind of feel like he's made for this. Mm-hmm. And I think that the key to the game for Detroit is the Commanders are so bad against the run. Is Detroit able to keep him off the field by just taking, chipping away at Washington's defense? And is it going to get complicated for them now that David Montgomery is ready to play because Jahmyr Gibbs has done so well the last few weeks?
Yeah.
And I'm going to answer that. I think it will. I think that's a tricky spot. Usually more good players is a good thing, but sometimes that turns into good problems. And right. I would just want to give Jahmyr Gibbs as many touches as possible, Pat, but I don't know. Are they going to try to incorporate Montgomery back in because he was such a big contributor for them throughout the year? And then that creates a dilemma where they're offensively trying to figure out how to strike a balance between the two guys, because Gibbs isn't rusty. I mean, Gibbs is running better probably than any back not named Derrick Henry or Saquon Barkley in the NFL right now. And Montgomery's coming off a lower body injury. So I'm curious to see how they handle that.
Yeah, I think they'll ease him in. I don't think he'll get nearly as the game load as he did before prior to his injury. So I could see him probably at the most 12 touches. I could see him getting, 8 to 12 touches. Anywhere between there. Work
him back. I like him as like a fourth quarterback. If you got a lead and you've had the ball for 35 minutes and you're just having him just pound away on them at the end of the game. But if they try to get him in early, like the thing that happened in the Buffalo game that they lost was that the Bills, even though the run defense is not good, stopped the run the first couple of possessions. Detroit got down 14-0 and then they threw the ball the rest of the game.
Right.
If that happens to them again this game, they're going to lose.
It's possible that it can happen, especially it's going to be interesting to see what what the Commanders do with the coin toss if they win it. Because if they win it, if I'm Dan Quinn, I'm taking the ball because I don't want to put their best unit on the football field first and give them the opportunity, to strike a match first, so. As hot as my offense has been, as good as my young rookie quarterback has been, I want to apply pressure out of the gate. Not saying that it can work and it cannot work, but at the same time, I want to be the one applying pressure, and especially when we already coming into this game, the underdog. So basically, I know I'm not guys in the locker room don't pay attention to the line and stuff like that, but I know coaches do some. No, I don't know.
Okay.
I know coaches do sometimes, maybe, but for the most part, we're already the underdog. Nobody's giving us a chance, so I want to be able to go out there and take the momentum out of the gate because we're already on the road. We don't have any momentum. Nobody's giving us a chance, so let's go out here and strike a match first, and let's see what happens after that. Because what tends to happen to teams that, except unless you're the Kansas City Chiefs or Tom Brady and the New England Patriots, teams that tend to have that bye week, that first week off, they tend to start off slow. So if the Washington Commanders get the ball first and march the ball down the field and score, get a three and out and score again, that's an enormous amount of pressure on the Detroit Lions. I know they've been there before. They feel like they can handle it, and it's going to be a lot of football left. But what I've seen from the Washington Commanders on a consistent basis, hell, they had a number of games with a punter on and punted the ball one time. So we know what they can do on the offensive side of the ball. So you get that type of ammunition to an already explosive team and you giving them 14 points, I feel like it's going to be tough, but we have to wait and see what happens.
I'm not picking against Detroit, but I give Washington a way better chance. I like that Kingsbury declined interviews. So he's solely focused on this game, and he's not trying to, you know, multitask and do two things at once. And I actually think that's a pretty big deal. I mean, there's only so many hours in a day, Pat. If you're, you know, spending time trying to get ready to ace an interview while trying to get ready for a playoff game, you're taking time away from one of those two things.
Right.
And I think it's tough for coaches that are conflicted like that this time of year. He made a decision that he wanted to put all his eggs in this basket. If he misses out on head coaching opportunities because of it, he's probably thinking, so what? I'll get a chance next year. I've got Jaden Daniels now. He ain't going anywhere. This guy's not getting any worse. I'll be even more coveted next year if that's what happens. So I think that's smart. I'm picking Detroit, but I think it's going to be probably a one-score game late in the fourth quarter, and Daniels has been an incredible fourth-quarter quarterback this year.
Yeah, I'll take Detroit too.
Texans and Chiefs. Houston takes a Super Bowl caliber defense into Kansas City. That's what J.J. Watt called the Texans defense, Super Bowl caliber this week. Is that enough to slow down the Chiefs' pursuit of a three-peat?
It has the opportunity to, because it has the chance to, just because of what Houston has. You know, they have pass rushers. They have guys who can stop the run. They have guys who can stop their pass catchers. Where the juggernaut is going to come in into play here is, can Travis Kelce take advantages of his matchups? Because I feel like, I know Hollywood Brown he's back in the lineup. I know we all know what DeAndre Hopkins can do, but I feel like the Houston Texans have two good corners. I mean, those guys have been playing some really good ball as of late. So they have what it will take, but can they offense sustain enough drives to keep Patrick on the sideline and Andy Reid not calling offensive plays? That's what it's going to come down to. Like, the defense, they have what it takes to go in there and slow down Patrick Mahomes, but will the offense have what it takes? And I think that's going to be the big question mark. And we also saw what Houston Texans did when they had the lead the last time they played the Kansas City Chiefs in the playoffs. I believe it was 31-7, if I'm not mistaken. And Kansas City Chiefs came all the way back to win that game. So I feel like, and I know the teams are different right now, but I just feel like, man, it's just so hard to beat the Kansas City Chiefs in Arrowhead and during this time of the year. Patrick's now is healthy. The team, you know, I feel like they really started to catch their stride towards the back half of the season, which is the time when you want to catch it, you know. So they definitely have the names, but I don't think they're going to be able to do enough, or their offense is not going to be able to keep them off the field long enough to be able to help them, you know, get the stops and be able to play up to that Super Bowl caliber defense, as J.J. Watt called them.
So it was 27-19 when they played the week before Christmas. That was the Saturday game in Kansas City where Tank Dell caught a touchdown pass and basically his knee got destroyed on the same play, and Stroud cried because they were so close, and it was a really emotional scene there. And they only scored 19 in that game. Joe Mixon played. Joe Mixon's really banged up for this game. At the time of this conversation, Joe Mixon missed practice on Thursday. So he'll probably get some kind of shot in his foot and play, but it doesn't look like he's going to be anywhere close to 100% for this game. And, hey, Stroud made some big throws. Stroud also made some dumbass throws in that game against the Chargers. And if he does that Jekyll and Hyde routine in this game, they're not going to score more than 17 points. Pat, listen to this list of teams Houston has beaten on the road this year. The Colts, the Patriots, the Cowboys, the Jaguars, and the Titans.
So nobody won over four games.
That's the list. Dallas is the best team they beat away from home.
Wow.
The Cowboys. After Dak Prescott was out, when Cooper Rush started, they beat the three AFC South teams on the road. They beat the Patriots, and they beat Dallas. Those are their five road wins. Dude, I think they got no shot in this game. I think Kansas City, it's the same old shit with them, where they've got a horse, They got a like a horseshoe up their ass and a four-leaf clover in their pocket. They always luck out. Like, I think L.A., because they play in the same division, they played close games against him. Now, Herbert played like garbage, but, like, I thought the Chargers could have gone there and at least made it interesting.
I think I did, too.
A matchup for them. This is a perfect matchup for Kansas City, for crying out loud. And I just hate it, man. I do. I've gotten sick of them. I'm sick of it. I don't want to
hear it all over your voice. I hear it all over your voice, man.
You want to see it again? You're not sick of it? I'm getting sick of it.
You just get sick of the watching the Houston?
I'm just getting sick of watching Kansas City every friggin' year play for the Super Bowl in every AFC championship game.
I mean, no, I'm not. I mean, I like to see greatness. I do,
so
man.
You root for LeBron. You root for Tiger. You root for...
Yeah, I'm a Kobe guy. I do root for LeBron, but I'm a Kobe guy, though. I do root for LeBron, but Kobe is my favorite player of all time.
I played AAU basketball with a guy who used to wear a Kobe sneaker on one foot while he played and a Jordan on the other. And he thought it was like the coolest thing. And I'm like, dude, you're probably effing up your feet so bad doing that.
Yeah, that's not cool or good looking.
So you agree with me, though. You think that this is not going to be a very close game. All over Kansas City, too?
No, I don't think it's going to be a close game. Kansas City is now well-rested.
Houston's going to get destroyed, I think.
Yeah, 100%. Me, too. Chris Jones is about to have a day, in my opinion. But we got to wait and see. But, yeah, Kansas City Chiefs are, you know, healthier than they was, you know, 2 weeks ago. You know, so like I said, this is the one team that you do not want to allow to get, you know, healthier, you know, for the stress, because not only that they have been there, they know what it takes and they understand how to take advantage of their breaks. You know, Andy Reid is a guy who's been in, you know, before he started winning Super Bowls and, you know, what four straight NFC championships with the Eagles. And then when he ended up making a transition over to the Chiefs, you know, they've been playing in AFC championships ever since, seemed like. So this is a guy that understands how to get his team prepared. And this is a guy that understands how to make sure his team is laser focused, regardless on how much time they have off or how much time they have to prepare for the next opponent. So it's always a beautiful thing to see the Kansas City Chiefs take the field, because one thing you know it's going to be a show. They're going to be well coached, and Patrick Mahomes going to play his ass off.
I will predict, though, that Kansas City starts somewhat slow offensively. I think they're going to score either no points or maybe just a field goal in the first quarter. And then I think much like the Texas Ravens game last year when Baltimore was coming off a bye and then just blew them out in the second half, I think once they get their sea legs under them, because you've touched on it, it's not just 3 weeks off. They haven't played since Christmas.
Yeah.
I mean, that's insane to me. It's been that long, really, since we saw the Kansas City Chiefs. It's going to be Martin Luther King Day on Monday.
Yeah. And which they deserve it, though. Would they play like three games in 10 days?
But
yeah,
you don't want that much football in a condensed time. I don't think you want this much time off either.
Nah, it's like especially going into the playoffs too, though.
It's like it's like college football with a damn bowl game.
It's like the bowl that you get. But if it's one team that I trust, it's the Kansas City Chiefs. Sure. Yeah.
And if there's one team I don't trust, it's the Texans. So it's a perfect storm.